I had a friend who traveled the world and decided he didn't want to buy souvenirs anywhere. And so he took up the practice of choosing a little stone from each place he visited. And when he brought it home, he would label it very carefully. This stone is from below the Eiffel Tower, summer 1978. This stone is from the pyramid in Egypt, 1980. And all of these were against a wall, and it was a beautiful practice, I thought. So I began to also do this. However, I wasn't as organized as he was, and so I wound up with a sack. I have a poem that I wrote for him, The Museum of Stones. These are your stones, assembled in matchbox and tin, collected from roadside, culvert and viaduct, battlefield, threshing floor, basilica, abattoir. Stones loosened by tanks in the streets, from a city whose earliest map was drawn in ink on linen. Schoolyard stones in the hand of a corpse. Pebble from Apollinaire's oui. Stone of the mind within us, carried from one silence to another. Stone of cromlech and cairn, schist and shale, hornblende, agate, marble, millstones, ruins of choirs and shipyards, chalk, marl, mudstone from temples and tombs. Stone from the silvery grass near the scaffold. Stone from the tunnel lined with bones. Lava of a city's entombment, chipped from lighthouse, cell wall, scriptorium. Paving stones from the hands of those who rose against the army. Stones where the bells had fallen, where the bridges were blown. Those that had flown through windows, weighted petitions, feldspar, rose quartz, blue schist, gneiss, and chert. Fragments of an abbey at dusk. Sandstone toe of a Buddha, mortared at Bamiyan. Stone from the hill of three crosses and a crypt. From a chimney whose storks cried like human children. Stones newly fallen from stars, a stillness of stones, a heart. Altar and boundary stone, marker and vessel, first cast, load and hail, bridge stones and others to pave and shut up with, stone apple, stone basil, beech berry, stone brake, stone bramble, stone fern, lichen, liverwort, pippin and root. Concretion of the body. As blind, as cold, as deaf, all earth a quarry, all life a labor, stone-faced, stone-drunk with hope that this assemblage of rubble taken together would become a shrine or holy place, an ossuary, immovable and sacred, like the stone that marked the path of the sun as it entered the human dawn.